Hmm? Originally, yeah.
Where's it?
But you wouldn't hear it played that way. Why I'm wrong.
Where's it come from?
The plate is all down. Out of the south.
Did Grey Eagle sort of base that top line off of that tune originally? Because it sounds kind of like it in that one spot where you go up.
You mean at the end of it?
Where you go.
Grey Eagle.
They took that movement out of the Grey Eagle and out of Lime Rock and poked it in.
Right, that's what I was wondering if
yeah,
I
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It sounds.
The Grey Eagle, he's got pretty much progression too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In that time. We didn't play it here. We played the Grey Eagle.
Thank you.
Westphalia. That's a version.
Westphalia?
Yeah.
Westphalia.
That before it got monkey with, yeah. But you know, we hear all that. I like double stops. You know, kind of gels up the fifth, but I'm still partial to the straight now. It's like, you all try to learn this waltz, this golden rod.
Thank you.
Thank you. among the yearlings. I heard a man once call it bad word among the cattle.
out of that, there's part of the Cricket on the Hearth. I mean, they're relative tunes. But that was played a little bit slower to get that old traditional way. That it's funny. I mean, it's hard on the second.
It's got an extra little tag in it too.
Gives you an idea. Y'all taping these, ain't you? Somewhere?
Yeah.
I am, yeah. It's such a fun tune to do.
You know a tune called, you all might know this, the tune I heard in Jazz Bay Peninsula called Big John McNeil.
Oh, yes.
From the Jazz Bay Peninsula?
Big John. Yeah, this was years ago. I don't know.
What's the name of the tune?
Big John McNeil.
I think what happened. I don't do it well. It's been years since I've tried it. Wait a minute, maybe I can get it going. This thing right here, that's it. But then it sounded almost like Far on the Mountain. I have to get that out of my mind, the reality. Grumbling old man and growling old woman.
Oh, yes.
How do you do that?
I'll run it right back into that right now.
Okay. Thank you.
John McNeil right now. That's the way they're playing it now. I like the way they do it now.
Yeah, but the way you remembered is different.
It was different thing.
Yeah, but I like that, the bottom part I should
have
done that.
See, it sounded like our far on the mountain. She growls and he groans. Well, what do y'all want to do? You want to try that Miller's reel again?
Oh, good. There's another piece you're doing that I thought was possible for people to learn, which is Tom and Jerry.
It was a Tom and Jerry.
Now, more complicated than that. Hmm? It'll be more complicated now when you hear it, but.
Thank you.
invisible. Are you familiar? We was talking about Georgie bow. Georgie fiddle.
What do you call it?
This Georgie style fiddle. You're coming out of the chord part?
Yes. Yeah.
It's kind of.
Can we do it?
to help you. I mean, you think of that boy just coming down a little bit at a time.
Yeah,
now you are.
Okay.
Yeah. If you can just feel in your mind that little rhythm, like you just come down with a bow, and then you'll learn to gain it back, you know, you'll undercut it the same way. It's like doing the same thing in reverse. I mean, to keep your bow balanced. For some fiddlers, they'll just start, you know, and run out of bow, and then they have to get back up when they come down again. I don't know why they did it. They planted up an A. Right in there. But it was, the Canadian did it in F.
Tape recorders on a on one foot button.
That version of Blackberry Blossom, I wish you could get on that, because it's more traditional than this. Well, we did it. I think you have it on tape, don't you?
You call it Garfield's Blackberry Blossom?
Yeah.
Is that from General Garfield?
Yeah.
Did he fiddle?
Oh, yes, he did. Yeah.
Can you play it somewhere?
Yeah, I can play it. We'll get in G. Mm-hmm. That's all you know.
I'm in G.
Okay.
No, I'm in C. I'm not going to change.
I play these things slow, so I mean, if y'all going to learn from them, it'll be better. Thank you. Yeah, they're different.
It's so pretty. I like it much better.
Well, I call it Garfield Blackberry Blossom, so they won't get confused with this adulterated thing they got it on. See fiddlers make them sound like organ.
What?
Fiddle sound like a pump organ.
No.
They take my bow apart, but I show you something. They used to take them where churches couldn't afford the organ. And they didn't want to fool with the fiddler no how, but they like music. Because fiddles called the devil's box, you know, the devil's instrument. But on occasion they get the fiddler to come in and play hymns, you know, as a choir would sing. And he'd take his bow apart, wrap it around the fiddle. Like so. And they play things like, Will a Circle Be Unbroken? Simple jazz ain't hardly no thing either.
Do you do that?
Here, let's try this tune. This is in A, I know.
What tune is this?
Thank you.
you're facing the moon. It's a, I guess, country western. But it was kind of a swinging jazz. I'm not supposed to be playing that stuff.
Who says?
I don't know the slow way, I mean, to do that. But you just got to watch.
Yeah, I know. That's good. It's good to hear.
Where's your fiddle? We played several waltzes.
Last night, yeah. Remember the names?
Goldenrod.
We played the Goldenrod earlier.
Yeah, we played it.
The White Rose.
What about this thing, this brand of West Bay? Do you know that?
No, don't recognize it.
You probably will. They've done it, same chord pattern, call it Festival Waltz, like it's new, it's not, it's ancient. Let's try it a little bit.
It's called
A. It's ragtime, ain't it? You know,
yeah.
I'm listening. We play that thing.
Ragtime.
It's not a true rag tune.
No.
But it's southern, really. I think it. I don't know why they even call it a rag, but I'll show you. Thank you. put it in if you want the G part.
Yeah, put that third part in. Somebody. Somebody add that.
Do y'all have trouble learning the soft fiddle? I mean, the just basic.
Soft
fiddle? Yeah, I mean, you know. You have trouble doing that?
Well, initially, but it's
well, here's
so much
a little old tune. Let's see if we can play it. One call up jumps a daddy.
Okay.
I mean, it's a beginner's tune, but it'll show you in it you can learn to shuffle the bow.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do it is keep trying to relax with it. Mm-hmm. It's like it's about to fall out of your hand, but don't let it fall. I mean, you'll have control over it. Start it saying. A jig pedal, you know, I mean, just I didn't need a bow that long. He would fuss about it, and he'd say, bow like a hacksaw, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody knows if you saw a bolt through in the middle of where you're blading to, and the rest of it would be new.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it's like teeth all the way to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see sometimes you wish it was longer, you know, a little bit. Because
so he'd get down to one end of it.
But that tune right there helps to learn, just when you're sitting around, just sitting soft.
Mm-hmm. You can do anything with it.
Yeah. I mean, it makes it. And you know, a lot of people, I think they got the idea for every note they hit, they gotta have it. You see it a lot in Texas kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're about every week. Like the. Mm-hmm. When they're fiddling like Patty on the turnpike or something, every note they make, they'll usually be a bow note. You see, the way I do it, it's just another.
is that part that goes? The one that slides around up in the top. That's wonderful.
That's a southern thing. Yeah. I see the way to play. I mean, that's the melody. But see, what happens when you learn, then you just play it the way you want it. Try this thing, I think we'll play it slow.